You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Now it's time for another off-the-mat chat with yoga teacher Dawn Blessard from Pathway Yoga. Now this month, we're asking ourselves, why is it that sometimes it's so difficult to ask for help? And Dawn, as always, it is lovely to have you on the show.
And you.
Now Dawn, what inspired you to focus on this topic?
Because I feel like I used to travel so much and jump on a plane, go and do a yoga course or so on and so forth. And then since I've lost my vision and become severely visually impaired or blind, going through airports or train stations, you can get assistance. And I kind of struggle with that, to ask for assistance or feel like, oh, I don't want to, you know, take up somebody else's spot and so on and so forth. So it's really fascinating the way that, you know, your brain can really struggle with that. Is it being embarrassed? Do you think that you don't want to be a victim, or is it your own ego? So that's where I'm at with it. And I think it's great to have an open discussion.
And is that something that you come across a lot, I guess, as a yoga teacher? Because I imagine you might introduce new yoga poses to the class, and perhaps do you find that it can be just as difficult for your students to ask for help as it might be even asking a stranger for help?
Yeah, I mean, it happens within yoga when I say to somebody, oh, it might be easier if you use a prop, you know, like a bolster, or maybe you'll find that easier if you go to the wall or whatever. And again, when you offer these suggestions, people can think, oh, no, I don't need to do that. I'm not a beginner. I don't want to use a prop because I might look silly, you know, and all of these things. So it's funny how these emotions can come up. And is it that we're feeling slightly more vulnerable, or do we think it's a sign of weakness? It's fascinating. So I turn to the scriptures, and in the scriptures, it says, through friendliness and kindliness and compassion, strength will come. So I think that's really good. And being friendly doesn't just mean to others. It can be friendly to ourselves and compassionate to ourselves. And through that, strength will come.
Do you think part of this reluctance is that if you are someone who's going through sight loss and changes to your vision, and suddenly you find that you might need help with all these tasks that before you were able to do independently, it might feel a little bit like, I guess, your own independence is being stripped away?
Yeah, I mean, and that's where it says, like, you know, strength will come when you start to ask for help. That's not a sign of weakness. That's actually a sign of strength, that you're comfortable with inside yourself to actually say, can I have assistance through the airport? You know, I'm not going to be able to read the gates coming up on the board. You know, you just need help to do that now. That's not a sign of weakness. That's the sign of strength to be able to reach out to ask, you know, for help. And I think that's what we have to keep changing, that mindset, to ask the teacher for assistance within a class, whatever class it is, not just yoga, to explain something rather than just sitting there pretending that you understand what the person's saying. That's a sign of strength to say, could I have some help? It's not a sign of weakness. And I think that's the thing. I think we've just got it into our minds, or society says that to ask for help is a sign of weakness, and it's not at all.
No, and I had a really interesting conversation recently with Penny Melville Brown, who is a Royal Navy veteran and she's a blind baker. And in her latest book, she spoke about what she thinks that a lot of people that are struggling with long-term life-changing conditions, and she feels like they need something that is really important to have is courage. And I guess asking for help takes courage, because you are fighting with your own perception of what that means about you when you do ask for that help.
Yeah, and I mean, and that's the thing. And if I want to, I love traveling. If I want to continue to travel and I want to be able to continue to do the things that I've always done, it would be easier and safer for me to ask for help on the trains or whatever it is. Also, it's like one of my friends, she's deaf, and she's just come back from traveling, and she found it, you know, really difficult to navigate through the airports. She asked for help because she couldn't hear, you know, when the flights were being called over the tannoy. And she's had an amazing time traveling to Bali and so on and so forth. But if she didn't ask for help, she could have missed her flight. So it's stronger to reach out, to ask for that help, and safer. If people are unfriendly to you when you ask for help, that's their problem as well. And we have to look at that, because there's a lot of kind people out there that want to help, you know, such as the RNIB, you know. So it's great if you do reach out. And when you start to reach out, like I found, there is so much support out there that sometimes you do have to just reach out, and then you will get all the support back that you need.
Yeah, and I guess we sometimes forget, when it comes to asking for help, places like airports and train stations have staff whose job is to provide that assistance. And even when you're doing your groceries, staff would be more than happy to help you. And that can perhaps feel maybe less awkward than having to approach a stranger.
Yeah, I mean, you can book assistance through the airport before you go. You know, there's ways that you can do that. And I have my lanyard on around my neck, and obviously I've pre-booked assistance through the airport. But you know, I really struggled with that when I first did it, about how I felt like, oh, you know, maybe I'm taking up space, and you know, I shouldn't do that, and blah 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 blah. And but it was, you know, it was fine. And the same that when you're traveling on the train, that you can pre-book assistance. But it's the battle that we have within us that's really fascinating, you know, to reach out and to do these things. It's really brave and really empowering of you to be able to do that. But this insecurities that come up, and this vulnerable side of you that comes up, is really natural, and they're called kleshas in yoga. And it's these emotions of being a human being that can come up: fear, jealousy, anger, frustration, you know, all of these insecurities. And they're really natural things that can come up. But we must remember that by reaching out and asking for help is really strong, because it's easier just to sit at home and go, no, 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 and then you won't go anywhere. That's the easiest thing to do. But the hardest thing is to reach out and ask for help. And once you've done that, you will get stronger and stronger and stronger, and then mentally and physically. And then you'll want to pass that on to someone else and say, well, actually, you know, I did ask for help at that airport. I booked it before, and it was really lovely. Everyone was really friendly. And you can share that information. So then you'll pass it on to somebody else and somebody else.
I love everything you said there. And Dawn, is there anything we can do to perhaps strengthen our own courage, or perhaps prepare ourselves better when it comes to overcoming the struggle with asking for help?
Do your research first. So if you are wanting to travel somewhere, or you wanted to start a new hobby, or whatever it is, do your research first. And then once you've done that, I would repeat affirmations. So affirmations or mantras are things that are reinforcing what you want to achieve. If I'm going traveling and I've done my research and I've put everything into place, then I would repeat to myself that I'm strong, I am calm, and I'm going to be, and this is going to be fun. Something like that, you know, I am strong, I am calm, this is going to be fun, you know. So just repeat the words in my mind to push away the negative side, rather than this is going to be terrible and, you know, no one's going to want to help me, you know, rather than that, than repeating the affirmations, you know, it's going to be, I'm going to be fine, it's going to be fun, and I'm going to be strong, and everything's going to be okay. It's the same with anything. Say you want to take up yoga and you've never done it before and you're, you know, visually impaired, you know, it's like phone a few studios, you know. Don't just turn up at a class. Ask them, you know, if there's a teacher there that would suit you, you know, do your research, and then you can go to the class and you're prepared, you know. You might even be able to talk to the teacher before you turn up at the class. So it's kind of like that you do have to do your research or book help assistance through the airport or through a train station. And, you know, as long as you've put everything into place, then repeat to yourself, you know, that it's going to be fine. I'm prepared for whatever it is.
Well, Dawn, we could talk about this topic for a really long time, but for anyone who is listening and would like to keep up to date with your work, what you do, you're on social media and you also have a wonderful podcast.
Mm-hmm. I have a podcast called Seeing Within, and I've just actually spoke to a lovely lady who is a yoga teacher, and she does loads of traveling on her own, and she is registered blind like myself. So that's it. So my podcast is called Seeing Within, and you can find me on Dawn Blessard or Pathway Yoga on any platform.
Fantastic. And as always, Dawn, thank you so much for speaking on the Happy Hour.
Thank you so much for having me.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.